They've got very well, Violet. We've only had two disciplines dealt with so far, that is swimming and single scull rowing, and in both we've performed magnificently.
You mentioned in one of your Facebook posts that Kirsty Coventry had beat the odds, especially with lack of financial support and health issues. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Thank you. I don't think that Zimbabweans fully appreciate the obstacles that Kirsty has had to overcome. We all assume that gold medals are easy to come by, but the fact is that after Beijing, Kirsty effectively retired. She didn't swim for over a year, and then when she came back into the sport, she didn't have the environment of her old university, her old coach. She got a first coach who then changed at the beginning of this year, and then shortly after that, she dislocated her knee, and after that, got pneumonia. On top of that, she hasn't had a lot of financial support, and of course, she's been very isolated. She only raced two competitive races prior to this. When you compare that build-up to the build-up of all her competitors, you'll see that what she has achieved is absolutely remarkable.
There are some observers who would ask that how is it that the Zimbabwean team has failed to get the necessary funding, as you mentioned in the case of Kirsty Coventry, when you have business tycoons like Mr. Strive Masiwa or even Princess Charlene of Monaco, who have been coming to the games to support the Zimbabwean athletes.
Well, the irony, Violet, is that those two people you mentioned are the very people I know who have given tremendous support to Kirsty. It's more the government and individuals like that who failed in providing adequate resources to Kirsty and other potential Olympic athletes. But I need to stress as well, it's not just the sole issue of finance. It's also the environment. In the run-up to Beijing, Kirsty came from a university environment where she had teammates. In the last few years, she's literally had to train on her own. So she's had no one to judge herself by. And for a sport like swimming, that competition is critically important. And to be isolated is a huge disadvantage.
So going forward, what do you think needs to be done, not only in Kirsty's case, but also for sports development in Zimbabwe? Because this is not an isolated case.
Well, we simply have to make sport more of a financial priority, and we've got to take it from a peripheral interest to a fundamental interest. We've got a variety of things to do. We have to integrate sport into the educational curriculum. We also have to have a clever strategy to identify and nurture talent. For example, let me speak briefly on our two rowers, Jamie Fraser-McKenzie and Maikeen Thornycroft. Neither of them have got medals, but as I've watched them this week, I've been told by people who know rowing very well that we have two supremely good athletes in these two young Zimbabweans. And let me take you back to Kirsty. When Kirsty went to Sydney in 2000, she didn't get a single medal. But a lot of people in swimming saw that she had enormous potential. She was fortunate that she went to a university that was able to nurture that talent. Now, in rowing, as an example, we've got Jamie and Ikeen, who are similarly talented. And what we have to do is have a strategy to ensure that they are nurtured, that they get the right coaches and the right backing over the next 4 years. Because in 4 years' time, both of them could be medal prospects. And we have to do the same in other disciplines. If you take the great tragedy of this Olympics, Ngoni Mukusha, who was a real medal prospect for us, but sadly had this injury. We've got to make sure that Ngoni is nurtured, because it's not so much a question of quantity. It's a question of getting quality and getting the iconic figures who can win us medals and inspire a new generation of athletes.
I was actually going to ask a question about the other athletes, because going through some of the contributions or feedback on your wall from Zimbabweans commenting on the Zimbabwean team in London, some are saying that the focus seems to be mainly on Kirsty at the expense of the other athletes. How can you respond to this?
Well, I think that that's partly because Kirsty's had the bulk of the events. the events so far. She's the only one that's participated in a final, and obviously you focus on the person who's actually got to that pinnacle. I have attended all Jamie and my Keane's races, and I've commented, but in rowing, you have a much longer build-up. Now, the rest of our athletes, our marathon runners, for example, Sharon Tawenga, who arrives tomorrow, only races next Monday. And so there hasn't been any focus on her. We've got four athletes still to compete, the three marathon runners and the triathlon runner. And of course, next week, we'll focus on them. The swimming will be over, the rowing will be over, and we'll move our focus to those four athletes.